sir. Can I take a record radio, send it to my mom? I want to pay for her. I just asked for my sister, because my sister and my brother also voted some bad one. I just against the religion, the pressure to me. But I still want to ask, before my mom leave, I want you, she can silently to call the Jesus, to belong to him. I'm so thankful. I take the 8-minute record. I send it to my family, the group. And my family member played the radio to my mom. Even though my mom cannot talk, cannot eat, cannot move, but they feel bad that my mom has in tears after she heard my recording. So I just say this is the Holy Spirit already in my mom's heart. Amen. Otherwise, she won't have the tear from her eyes. Amen. I just feel calm and so powerful of my God. I just want to do the testimony. For our God is so real.
Amen.
And it's reliable and merciful.
Amen.
So I just want to say, if we want to try the relationship, how to build a relationship with God, the first one is we believe God.
Amen.
We know more about God. Amen. And based on the three steps. And let God know more about us. I thank you, God, what He had done to my mom. And I want you, God, and give me the faith and the courage to continue to do the gospel to my family and other members.
Amen.
And give more people in the act before the Jesus comes.
Amen. Very thankful for Sister Emily's experience and testimony. We, at the brother's house, we got to hear a lot of what had happened, and I found the timing of everything was very incredible. And I can tell that everything that she shared this morning was definitely her experience about fellowshipping with the Lord.
Amen.
And it ties very well, actually, with what I really appreciated from this week, which is that building is growing.
Amen.
They're not separate. They're the same thing.
Right.
If we see in Ephesians 2, 1 Corinthians 3, 9, it says, you are God's cultivated land, which is the same thing as a garden. God's building. The garden is the building, which is something I don't fully understand, but it's just a fact. And then many other verses that says, the building grows with the growth of God. Even in 1 Peter 2, it says you are growing as living stones, or you grow by the guileless milk of the word to become living stones for God's building. Because sometimes when I hear the word building, I mean, I immediately think, oh, we need to come together to be built together. And that's true. Building is definitely a corporate matter.
Yes.
But building is our growing, our
Amen.
Personal growing with
Amen.
The Lord. And growing can't happen without a personal relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Our fellowship with the Lord. Because sometimes I realize it's hard to just stop and just spend time with the Lord. Even, I think, Brother Lee, he mentions, the only way we can grow is by absorbing God, absorbing the riches of God. But many times when I come to God, I come with an agenda, with a reason. Oh, I need this thing to happen, this or that.
Yeah.
But how many times do I come to Him just to absorb God,
Amen.
Just to
Amen.
Spend time with Him?
Amen.
And sometimes that's very convicting to me. But then I realizing that growing equals building, then I realize the reason why it's so hard to just spend time with the Lord is because Satan does not like it when we spend time with the Lord. Because he knows that when we do, the building is taking place. So it's really encouraging to me to see that no one can grow for us. We can only... I think Sister Emily mentioned, growth comes from God. It's like what the verse says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the growth.
Amen.
Only God can give the growth in us.
Amen.
And the only way that can happen is when we simply spend time to absorb Him.
Amen.
And growth and building, they don't happen overnight. It takes a long time for it to take place. But I'm just encouraged when I see like the saints around me, maybe a little bit in myself, but mainly those around me, that it's really true. It might not seem like much, but as we're just spending time before the Lord, cultivating our fellowship with God, according to what the steps that she mentioned, growth is taking place and building is taking place as long as we absorb the riches of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
following the brother's sharing, you know, this matter of building is actually growing, right? You know, I think that point is very striking. You know, when you talk about building, exactly, yes, you may have you know, thoughts of, you know, coming together, right? You may have, you know, think about activities, this and that. But it's you know, really through this message, you can really see that this is really the building itself is actually the growth of God in us, right? Then when we look at the growth of God in us, that is something that you know, I actually got recalling the message. I forgot which one. Maybe the message 3 from the semi-annual. It was talking about Christ being the stone, right? And there is the 7 eyes that were engraved on the stone, right? So we need to really spend time before His 7 eyes. I mean, the 7 eyes we know from Revelation, it's the 7 spirit. So praise the Lord that the 7 spirit and the 7 eyes is really for the building work, right? It's actually to search us, right? To, you know, to burn us, to really to infuse, right, all that He is, and sevenfold intensified. Yeah, we see that this building work, right, has, you know, we can say, when the Lord Jesus says His death and resurrection, the building work has already started at that point. But it's been over 2,000 years, right? And when you look around, it is still going, right? And this the building, the completion of the building is the, you can say it's a prerequisite for His second coming back. So the Lord is actually desiring, I mean, He's waiting, really. He's actually, well, not just waiting in a static way. He's actually working, you know, into us, right? So that really requires all cooperation on our end, right? We need to be fully open to Him, spend time before Him to allow the 7 Spirit to really search and transform, so that we can be this building stone, right? And this week, it also mentioned about this. We need to be all the building being fitted together. I was also touched by this word fitted. You know, this fitting part, right?
Amen.
So the growing part, we know it's the growing of the Lord in us, right? Sometimes we may think that is a personal matter, but it's actually not just a personal matter, not just an individual matter. It's also a corporate matter.
This,
right? We're all growing together. But in order to be growing together, we need to be fitted, right? There's you know, and it's not easy, right, to be fitted. We can say, like, even in our family life, right?
Yes.
So, you know, we cannot be fitted with our spouse. We cannot be fitted with our children, right? It's so difficult, right? So just as our sister shared earlier, if we're in our soul, we cannot be fitted, right?
Yes.
We could just be wandering all around, right? You know, look at the Israelites. They were wandering for 40 years. But we need to be in the good land, right? In our spirit. And also allow the spirit to really saturate. I was also like, this morning when I was praying, like, I was also echoing what brother was saying. It's a difficult message to share, right? But I think it's actually, when I was praying for this, I just felt like this is also very practical.
Amen.
In a sense that we need to be, you know, allow the Lord to fit us, right? We need to go through the cross, right?
Yeah.
You know, and really usher us into the Spirit all the time so that we can allow Him. In fact, you know, the Lord needs to occupy our entire, you know, will, emotion, and our mind, right? So His word needs to saturate our mind, and our emotion needs to also be really thought what, you know, be conformed to the Lord's emotion, so that and a lot of times when we're not fitting, it is really our emotion gets ticked off, right? You know, yes. In our family life, in our church life, right? So the Lord really needs to gain us, right? So I would just, my prayer would be, Lord, oh Lord, gain my tripartite being, right? Amen. Especially my soul, so I will not wander in the soul. Right? All my being will be like really saturated by your Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I also appreciated that word this week, fitted. Before that, I appreciated to see that Christ is the cornerstone of God's building. And the brother shared in the message, you know, the cornerstone is the first stone that is set. It's the setting stone. And it's the stone that the rest of the building is being lined up to.
Amen.
And so we are being fitted together, not just, you know, it's not apart from Christ. Actually, Christ is what we are being transformed into. I appreciated that we also are becoming living stones. We were men of clay, but when we were regenerated, we received the life of God. And now we are living stones, and we are being transformed into the same image as Christ. And so we have Christ as the cornerstone, and we are being fitted together as the stones for His building. And there's a verse in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7, and it was from the previous message, but it says, "And the house, when it was being built, was built of finished stone, cut at the quarry, so that neither hammer nor axe nor any iron tool was heard in the house when it was being built."
Amen.
And that means that all of the work on the stone was done at the quarry.
Right.
And so there's a portion in the ministry that says perhaps our family life is the quarry, right? Because there's a lot of work that happens to us, you know, and that's the dealing, and that's, you know, that's our spouses, that's our children. But actually, I just appreciated this week, as we spend time with the Lord, right, we're fellowshipping with Him, we're in this two-way traffic, then when the dealing comes, we have a fighting chance to actually get to our spirit and experience this fitting. You know, because sometimes maybe somebody says something and our reaction, our response is straight from our soul. It's like, why did you say that? You know? Or maybe our whole morning, it's okay. And then somebody realizes, oh, maybe we need to pray together. So, do you want to pray? And you're like, you know, and then right there, when somebody says, do you want to pray? That we have a choice that we need to make. Right?
Yeah.
Whether to say amen and exercise to turn to our spirit, or be like, no, right? And so, right there, I just, you know, I appreciated what Sister Emily said. It's like, we need to fellowship with the Lord, because as we fellowship, then we're strengthened, so we can be strengthened into our inner man, so that when those times come, when the blows come, actually, then there's the experiencing of Christ coming in, and we are being fitted. And then, as we each are being worked upon in the quarry, in our own personal quarry of our family life, or our work life, or whatever, then when we come together, there's a fitting together for the building of God. And I appreciated the brother saying at the very beginning of the message, you know, that's what we're saved for. We are being saved for the building. Right? This is what God is after. And so, as we're contacting the Lord and we're enjoying the Lord, we are being transformed into living stones, right?
Amen.
And as all of those things come, like, nobody has a perfect day, right? Things happen. As those things come, we are being strengthened into our spirit. And that is not just so that you can have, say, amen, I made it through another, you know? Actually, that is the fitting. That is the being fitted together. Then we're growing together into the holy temple of the Lord.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Day by day, we have opportunities to experience this Christ, you know, to be transformed, to be made stones and fit for His building.
Amen.
Amen. I have been reading Ephesians many times, but when it comes to the chapter 2:20, verse 20, I always question, like, if Christ is a cornerstone, isn't He supposed to be foundation too? Or maybe foundation is more important than the cornerstone. But, and when I, then So I never understand the significance of cornerstone until I attend an Irvine meeting in California by Brother Monroe. He is architecture. And he mentioned about cornerstone in that meeting.
Mm.
He said that any building, any design of the building, if there is something wrong, if there is a problem, the first thing is you go back to the cornerstone.
Mm.
Why? Because cornerstone is the standard, is the answer to find out what's going wrong with this building.
Mm.
And after that, then I really, it's just so clearly I understand the significance of cornerstone. The cornerstone provide all the answer. The cornerstone let you know what's going wrong in your daily life or the church life. And if you do have problem with anybody in church life, family life, you have to go back to that cornerstone.
Amen.
To find out what's going on in my life.
Amen.
And Christ is the answer and everything.
Amen.
What is troubling you? What is bothering you? Why you couldn't get along with your spouse? Why you had trouble with the brother and sister? He would let you know what's going wrong with all the life you have. The
yes.
life issue, work issue, everything. So after that, I was like, yes, Lord, you are the cornerstone. More than important than the foundation. You are the one. We always have to go back. Well, whatever everything happened around us. Amen.
Amen. I was also very touched by the word fitted. So Ephesians 2:21 says, in whom all the building, so there's the building, and then it says, being fitted together. That says, is growing. There's the growing. Into a holy temple in the Lord. So, why does it say growing? Why does it say, we'll come to fit it in a second, but why does it say growing? Shouldn't it say building? Well, the church, all these verses are from chapter 2.
Right.
They're all from chapter 2. And the consummation of chapter 2 is verse 21 and 22. It's the holy temple, it's the building. But the church is the body of Christ. So Scott and Mary have a new daughter. The daughter is a body, a living person. She doesn't need to be built. She needs to grow. So a body needs growth.
Amen.
So that's why you're talking about growing. We're being built. So building is related to the house, the temple. The temple is the dwelling place, is on the one hand is where we meet with God. We worship God and we hear God. So we have the oracle of God. But the church is the temple is also the dwelling place. So that's Corinthians 3:16. So the temple is the dwelling place. So the dwelling place is a home. It's a place of rest. This a home. I live in Highland Park. We live in Highland Park. Why? At 327 South First. That house had to be built. So a house, the temple needs to be built. The body needs growth. So these two refer to the same thing. So there's growth. So all through this chapter, all through the Bible, there's growing, there's life, and there's building. And they refer to different aspects of the same thing. A house needs building. A body needs growing. Now, the word fitted, in day three, the word fitted means being made suitable for the condition and situation of the building. Being made suitable for the condition and situation of the building. So we already had some fellowship about the being fitted, meaning to be perfected in the cutting and so on. And this takes place out, not at the building site, but at the quarry. But how about this? Ephesians 2:20 says that we're being built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. This refers to revelation. So in Ephesians, we need revelation and experience. So Ephesians 3:6 is a verse about revelation. It's a revelation of God's economy. We were made alive together with Christ. This happened in his resurrection. We were regenerated through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we were raised up. We ascended with Christ. And we were seated with Christ in the heavenlies in Christ. This is a verse talking about position. This is a verse of revelation. The next verse is 2:18 in the morning revival is 2:18. This is a verse about experience. This is fantastic.
Amen.
In Him, we have access right through the Spirit unto the Father. This is a verse about our experience. So 2:20 is talking about the beginning of chapter 3. The need here is revelation. So it's talking about the revelation. This chapter is talking about the revelation of the mystery. So the emphasis is on the revelation. So being built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets refers to the revelation of God's economy. So we're built upon this revelation, like in Matthew 16:18. You're Peter. Upon this rock, I'll build the church. This refers to the revelation of Christ. The church is built upon the revelation of Christ. He's the foundation. His person is the foundation, but we also need our first crucial need is revelation. Second crucial need is we must be brought into the experience of the revelation. We need to be brought. So we can't stop with objective revelation. We need to be brought into subjective experience so that we can enjoy and experience. So I would put this for it. Fitted together is referring to the revelation. We need to have the revelation of God's economy. And we need to have the experience of God's economy. Then we're made proper for the building of the church. We grow and we're being built together through the revelation and the experience and growth in life. So we're built by growing. We're growing in it's our building. This way the church is built up. How about that?
First of all, the temple of God has two aspects, the universal aspect and the locality aspect. I want to have some short testimonies of the building up of the church in the locality of my parents in Japan. So I came to the meeting this morning with a very heavy heart when I called my dad and got to know that they had a traffic accident. After he reported the problem, you know, his final sentence was that he would visit the woman who hit them, and he prayed to the Lord that there would be a chance to preach the gospel to that woman.
Amen.
I really praise the Lord that my dad's only concern is for the building up of the church. He cares for nothing but to build up the church. Just last week, we sent home some money so that they could have some money for the Lunar New Year. He got a message almost at midnight. He woke up and he called me. And he told me that he was so happy because he had been praying a lot about a lot of things they are in need, and the New Year is coming, and they don't have enough money for their family. And he asked for our permission to spend all the money on the things, and they don't want to keep anything for themselves. So my parents have been like that in their whole life. So whenever they receive any offerings from God, they would find some, chances to offer back to God or to share with the other saints. So their whole life, they only care for the church. When we asked them if they can arrange to come visit us, like next year or the year after next, my dad was very reluctant, and he said, how about the church here? How about the saints? Yeah. Because he wanted to care for the saints. Amen. Praise the Lord that we have such beautiful patterns for us to follow. Amen. Thank the Lord that, this week also goes hand in hand with what I'm reading in the Glorious Church. So we are the living stone, and the sharp edges need to be cut. We need to get smooth in order to get a fit together to build up. So the church does not mean that everyone believing in God getting together equals the church. But the church means the part of Christ in you and in me put together.
Amen.
So anything from our natural being cannot be brought into the New Jerusalem.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Only Christ in you and in me.
Amen.
Amen. And we need to be to grow up and make Christ grow up in us. And so we can be built up together.
Amen.
As a holy temple. I really enjoy the idea that growing and building, they are not two separate things, but they go hand in hand together.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to conclude with a verse, because it reminds me of my parents. For the zeal of your house shall devour me. Amen. For the zeal of Jehovah's house shall devour us. Amen. May we be zealous for the building up of the church.
Amen.
When I reviewed this victim or revival, the message, I was also touched by the two words, growing and building.
Amen.
Amen. Our ordinary daily living is kind of, sometimes frustration. Most of the time, maybe. Growing is a kind of form of frustration, right? Because we have our Father, our God has an enemy. He never stops. He never rests. He's doing all the things is possible he can do. But when I zoom in and out the picture, you remember during the training, the brother showed along the river, the Qingming festival, the whole picture, it's very long. My experience, sometimes I zoom in and out, what is God's New Testament economy? This picture just remind me again and again how to focus. I remember a brother Nee mentioned about in the whole Bible, the Old Testament, every book mentioned about the big promise, which is the Lord's return. And the New Testament, one out of every 20 verses talk about this, speaks about this subject, which is the Lord's coming back, the second coming. Why he cannot come back now? Because he had a need. That thing has to be accomplished, which is the church has to be built up. We have to be ready in that part, in the building. And then zoom in, and all the building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, which requires us to be built upon the foundation of the prophets, the apostles and prophets, Christ himself being the cornerstone. He's not only the top stone, he also the cornerstone, like all the saints shared. We have to have a heart, may the Lord grant us a heart longing for this growing, which is by his life dispensing, the divine dispensing. All the encouragement from the body members, we all need one another. This time during the training, we also Brother Minoru, I think that message 8, shared about the portion. We have a portion of wall, the building. So we have to be watchful and be very careful, you know, wherever there's a need. Yes, of course, during our daily living, lots of failures, but do not stop at that place. We need to turn to the Lord and receiving the dispensing. So, as Paul said, amen. He planted, Apollos watered. We need to do these two things too, planting and water. But only God himself calls us to grow. So, Lord, I'm longing for continue to grow and to be built up into the body, to be the proper materials for the building.
Hey!
Alright, Veritan just called me up. So, praise the Lord. I have been in a different locality for the last 4 weeks. So I was wondering, do I have any food to feed to the saints? And I guess just related to what we've been sharing, I actually really appreciated in Ephesians 2:5, the footnotes here says, in comparison with the book of Romans, the book of Ephesians does not consider us sinners, and considers us dead persons. So I was having fellowship with a brother not long ago, and I was like, brother, I'm suffering, I'm not having a good time in California. I've had a pretty rough winter break. And then he was like, a sister once shared with me, God doesn't want us to suffer. And I was like, oh, that's nice. He's like, yeah, God wants us to be terminated. But I really appreciate what he said, because actually, when we go to Philippians 3:10, right? We see actually, there is a let me just read it. The fellowship of his sufferings, it being conformed to his death. So in our sufferings, there is a fellowship. There is a transaction with God. And it is through being conformed to his death that we gain life. There can't be two lives alive at the same time, right? We have our natural human life. And so he was telling me, if you're screaming and suffering, you're still alive. But when you have Christ in you, that's when you really have the life of Christ. And I was really appreciating today, to be built up, right? We need life, right? We need God's life in us. To be built up with Christ and to be alive is pretty much the same thing. And so I was appreciating, actually, through my sufferings, right? I was being put to death. I was having a transaction. I was having fellowship with God. And then I was being terminated. And now, because of these experiences, we are able to express God. And, when we read the beginning of, when you go to the beginning of Ephesians, it says, the subject is the church, the mystery of Christ, the body of Christ is the fullness of Christ, and becoming the fullness of God. How do we become the fullness of God? Well, first, we have to be in a state where we are put to death. Our natural life has to be extinguished, and we have to be dead persons. And only then are we fit to express and become God's fullness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I was thinking about the building of the temple, and then the cornerstone goes first, and then that's the one by which everything else is measured. So in 1 Kings it took about 7 years for it to build, so that, and they didn't build anything at the temple, but they built it at the quarry, because it's part of the growing and building is, and it should be done quietly, not in the temple. And then what you need to do is you need to make sure the measurements are correct. So you need to make sure that even though you're not with the cornerstone, that you still have the precise measurements. You can't just be out in the quarry building and then you come and then your measurements are off. That's when you're living. I'll explain the significance too, but or my opinion of it. But you don't want to build it incorrectly and then you go to the temple and then the builder's just sorry, this won't fit, this won't do, like, you know, let's, like, go back, try again. But then on the other hand, you don't want to be building in the wrong place. You don't want to build where the cornerstone's incorrect. You don't want to build a temple and then God doesn't want to dwell in that temple because he says, this is the wrong temple, you used the wrong cornerstone. So you have to be careful that both the cornerstone that you're measuring is correct, and then when you're in the quarry, you want to make sure that you're building it correctly. There's, I guess we can look in Acts. So there was a part where they were talking about the cornerstone that the builders rejected, and you can think of that as you reject the work that God can do in turning us into living people. So in Acts 4, it was Peter and John before the Sanhedrin, and I appreciated what you said, that we should be dead, we should be terminated. But the priests were saying, like, they were proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. So he's the one that can bring us alive. And then, but then the Sanhedrin seized Peter and John, and then they put them in jail because they were proclaiming of this cornerstone that they rejected. They were saying, Jesus is the one that can bring us alive. But then the Sanhedrins were like, no, you're wrong. But still, like, God had the power, and many believed. And then you can go down, later down. So when they rejected the cornerstone, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, and then he said, the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. So the cornerstone is important, and Jesus is the cornerstone. But then also you can think of, once you've built this temple, you also have to follow the rules. So if you go back to 1 Kings, 1 Kings 6, he's just giving, God is giving David, like, and Solomon, like, random directions. Not random. God is the architect of our salvation, but, like, he's telling the dimensions, like, how wide, how long, blah, blah. But then he's saying, the Lord spoke to Solomon saying, this concerns the temple you are building. If you live by my laws, follow my rules, and keep my commands, I will fulfill the promise I made about you to your father David. I will live among the Israelites and never abandon my people. So it's telling the same thing. In the New Testament, it was saying, like, believe in Jesus. He has the power to resurrect us, and that's the cornerstone by which you are building this temple. And then in this temple, if you want God to abide, you have to follow all his law. So let us just keep building at the quarry, keep growing, but also make sure that we're aligning ourselves back with the example of Jesus, that
Amen.
We know, like, who is the architect of our salvation, that we build a great temple together with all our experiences, whatever experiences we have at work, with other people and our own personal growth, and then come back together and then just keep growing alongside each other.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the building.
Amen.
I don't know, there's just something springing up within me. I think I was also very confused. I was like, you know, Lord, are we in 1st and 2nd Kings? But praise the Lord for the building. Actually, because the center of that book, right, is the temple as the produce of them living in the land. And I just appreciated this line, right? There was a physical temple, but actually God only dwelled in the innermost part,
right?
Which in the New Testament is called the naos, or the naos, like Brocho is bringing out. And actually, in these references to the temple, like in Ephesians 21, right? Actually, this is the sanctuary. It's the place where God was dwelling. So I just appreciated so much Ephesians 2:22, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit.
Amen.
I appreciated this point in day 6. It said, such a sanctuary is God's dwelling place in our spirit.
Amen.
The church life today is in our spirit. If you are not in your spirit, although you may be in the meeting, you are not in the church in a practical way.
Amen.
The church life is in our human spirit. We must always turn to our spirit, exercise our spirit, and walk according to our spirit. We should not be out of our spirit or have our being apart from our spirit, right? Actually, we know in John, right, God is spirit, right? How can God dwell with man? Actually, it's because we are one spirit with him. And so he's dwelling in our spirit, which is why actually this building, this growing together, actually it's completely a matter of us as spirit. We're being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. I truly appreciated those two words. Actually, probably earlier in the meeting, several parts of the meeting, I was not in my spirit. And actually, it's like, Lord, I'm not even sure I want to be here. But praise the Lord, we turn, and we're here, we're in spirit. Actually, we're being built together. Actually, I'm so thankful. It's such a reminder. When we're with the saints, actually, we really have to exercise. Because if we're not exercising, actually, in a practical way, we're just people who are there together. We're just members who are not being fitted together, right? But praise the Lord for the church life.
Amen.
There's so many opportunities for us to be built together in spirit.
Amen.
And this is actually, I just appreciated, last thing, is this culmination is in the New Jerusalem, right? Actually, there's no temple. Because actually, the Lord Almighty is the temple, right?
Amen.
But actually, the city is God, right? And then we are also the city.
Right.
So there's a glorious dwelling place.
Yeah.
So praise the Lord for the building.
Amen.
Yeah, I really enjoyed day four this week. It mentions about how all the building is growing into a holy temple. And the one of the verses, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, says, the God of peace himself wants to sanctify us holy and make our spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord. I really enjoyed, like, especially the very last, like, paragraph where it, like, talks about, like, the matter of being holy. It divides into, like, three stages. It says, first, we are separated unto God. Second, we are saturated with God. Eventually, we become one with God. I just feel like the matter of, like, the first step of it says separation, right? Like, if it was, like, if I was reading this a few years ago, I probably would have been, like, pretty stumbled by it. Because, like, I wouldn't really know, like, why separation is necessary, like, as a first step, right? Like, because, like, for sure, there are definitely, like, explicitly bad things in the world, right? But, you know, surely there are also good things, right? So I would be like, you know, what's the need for that? But, you know, what I would not have known is that it's not a matter of between good or bad, but it's actually a matter of discerning between the spirit of the tree of life and tree of knowledge, both of which good and bad fall under knowledge, right? You know, the separation is a necessary first step because, you know, it provides the proper environment for the next step, which is saturation. You know, I think this is a matter that the Lord has really brought me to awareness, but very much I fall short of it still, and the Lord is still trying to perfect me in many ways regarding this matter. So the next part is saturation. Being separated is not enough, actually, but the Lord wants to be saturated into our entire being at every moment in our ordinary living. I think, you know, it's just naturally, you know, we are in our outer man, right? You know, we go along our everyday living, you know, on our own, you know, and without, you know, having the Lord inside us. It's very easy for me to do that, you know, and, you know, eventually, often, you know, I feel dry, dead from within. You know, and that's like when the Lord really reminds me, it's because you're going about this on your own, but not having me inside you as a source. And I think this is, you know, very much related to us being like, you know, shaped as stones, right? Just like, you know, what the saints shared, like, you know, the shaping of a stone is very much in the wilderness, in the quarry, right? In our ordinary living. So this is very much related to how God wants to be saturated inside us, right? Yeah, so, you know, during the training, I think it was like Brother Ed, he mentioned, John chapter 8, verse 58, it says, Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham came into being, I am. Right? So, like, you know, by default, you know, in our normal living, you know, the Lord is not the I am, right? But the Lord wants to saturate us to the extent where He completely is the I am, and we are completely not.
Amen. Sorry to say that. I actually was, I'm thankful that James touched that point, because although it was actually my enjoyment for this week, although it's one of the smaller points, you know, we see that the Lord wants to gain right His temple, which is the enlargement. So this is the corporate Christ in us, you know, expressing Him. And I appreciate that all the sharing about, you know, the Lord being the cornerstone, and how I think some of the sisters pointed out that, you know, the cornerstone, and here we see it's not just the foundation, but it's also it's where all the rest of the building is directed. Amen. So, like, if that stone is not placed correctly, then all the other stones, like, it just doesn't fit together, right? And I think we all have expressed that one of the words for this week was that we are being joined together, and that we're being knit together. So this is a corporate building. It's not just for ourselves, but we see that the Lord wants to be the center and the source. And I appreciate this aspect about separation, because, you know, it's a process. So being holy, being made holy, is a process. And in order to be part of this temple, we have to be what the cornerstone is. And the cornerstone is holy. It's one who is fully for God. So in our process of being made holy, in order to be partakers of this process, we need to be those who are separated. And I feel like we have understood, you know, the spiritual significance about being the cornerstone. And, you know, praise the Lord, like, you know, just going on, being built together, being knit together. But we need to realize now that there needs to be a change in our disposition. And there needs to be a change in our position. So we see that I was sharing in the beginning that, you know, first, this economy, as Christ being the cornerstone, is also to make us living stones for the building of God's spiritual house. So the Lord doesn't want, you know, just plain dead stones, but we are being living stones, right? We see in Matthew that this was the revelation, that Christ is the cornerstone, but we are those being built as a church. So therefore, there needs to be a separation. So there is a process of being made holy, right? And there's what's sharing, like, first we need to be separated, and we see that from our common worldly position, we need to be separated into God's position. Amen. And my experience this week has been that within me, although I'm enjoying the Lord being the cornerstone and being the enlargement of Christ, in my position, I feel like sometimes we might not even be distinguished among the common, you know, the common unbelievers. Like, we are separated, but we still have one foot out the door, and we're still stepping there, you know. So the building is trembling, and we need to make sure that the building is firmly attached. I also enjoy that there needs to be also a spiritual disposition, you know, so we also change from our natural concept, from our own disposition, to a spiritual one. And this comes by justification. And so when we experience the Lord in our position, in our disposition, that we need to be those who need to remain in this process of being made holy, then we can be strengthened to see the vision more clearly, and more veils can be taken away from our side, that we are able to see that Christ is the headstone. Christ is the cornerstone. That I need to genuinely care for the saints. I need to genuinely pray for the saints and be fitted together and knit together. Some experiences were brought in here that I was not aware of. And that's just show me that, how connected are you with the saints? And sometimes I'm willing and sometimes I'm unwilling to be related and to be knitted and to be fitted together. But as many shared, our families, the brothers and sisters, all of these people in our lives, they are part, they take part in our being built up and being knit together. So whether we are willing or we are unwilling, the Lord is faithful to continue this process of saturation and transformation within us so that we can become those living stones that can be knit and fit together for the enlargement, for the Lord's temple to be established within us. So may the Lord continue to reveal more to us and allow us to, you know, remain in this process. And I thank the Lord that we are placed in a locality because that's His will, and we are in the ground of oneness, and we are being enlarged together and knitted and fitted together. So, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I feel like all the saints covered all the points that I want to share, so I can conclude in this shortly. I just want to read one verse that comes to my mind this morning. This is actually initially from Isaiah 66, but mentioned by Stephen in Acts 7. He refers to the verses from Isaiah. Heaven is my throne, and earth is a footstool for my feet. What kind of house will you build for me? So what kind of house will we build for God? I think we should get clear answers after this morning's fellowship. God's dwelling place or His house is in our spirit, is the church. So I think, I don't know, I feel like after this morning's fellowship, I was so appreciated and so thankful that more dispensing into us, right? And more faith infused into us by all the testimony, all the sharings, all the prophets. Don't you believe that our God is a living God?
Amen.
Yes, He is a living God. He is working Himself into us. And also, He wants a living dwelling place. He wants to have a living temple, which is His body, which is us. Christ Himself, when He first tabernacled upon us, He is the miniature. He is the dwelling place, but He wants to expand this dwelling place through His body. That's why immediately in the Matthew chapter 16, after He reveals the revelation, actually His Father reveals the revelation of Christ to Peter, immediately He mentioned, I will build the church upon this revelation. So those things are closely related, that in God's heart, in Father's heart, He sent out His Son for a purpose, to build His dwelling place. I just want to mention one word that really touched me in the title, is growing. Actually, you know, when we think about a building or some construction, you're thinking about built. You use the word built, right? Also, Lord mentioned built. But the title here is grow. This temple is not by built. It's actually not by hands. It's by growing. It's by the growing of God's nature and His nature into us. And also, with this nature, we can be built with one another. By our natural, we all can admit that we cannot build with one another, even the couple, right? You cannot build with your couple without this very life of God. We all admit this. So I think the saints cover many, many very important points, and also the burden is also, I think, it's released. I just want to conclude that we're all in the process. We're all in the process to grow into this temple. We'll grow into a certain extent that actually, brother mentioned, in the Revelation, in the New Jerusalem, there's no temple anymore. Actually, God Himself is the temple. And we're all built into this temple. We just pray, may the Lord continue growing us.
Amen.
Continue increase His life in us so that we can be joined together, knit together, feed together. Just as this cornerstone, the Christ, He Himself is the cornerstone. But how to experience Him? Brother mentioned this cornerstone has three major functions. One, strengthen the building, right? He is the foundation of the building. Second, He levels the building. We all need to be leveled by this cornerstone. Third, He fit this building. We all need to be fit. And that's the perfect way we can experience Christ in our daily living. May the Lord continue growing us, continue expand His building
eventually he will come back and say, hey, that's my building.
Amen.
And we all dwell together in the New Jerusalem. May we today experience this in our local church life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you for all your speaking this morning.
Amen.
We are really here for your building.
Amen.
So strengthen us this week.
Amen.
As we're in our quarry of daily living.
Amen.
Oh, we would not, run away.
Amen.
Oh, we would be open to you.
Amen.
Open to your fitting word.
Amen.
Do mold us and shape us.
Amen.
Thank you. You are the potter skilled.
Amen.
You know what we need.
Amen.
Keep us open to you.
Amen.
Pray we would be more and more built up with one another.
Amen.
That you could gain your corporate expression.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Our wise potter and builder.
Amen.
Even our cornerstone.
Amen.
Lord, gain us in our daily living.
Amen.
Oh, in our individual quarries.
Amen.
We would be leveled and fitted together.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you for your speaking, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, yes, give you this week, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, to your grace and mercy, Lord, to really shape us and fit us, Lord.
Amen.
And building material.
Amen.
For your expression.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, do continue to shape us.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, to be proper stones for the building of the temple.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, do continue to separate and saturate us.
Amen.
Lord, may occupy our entire being.
Amen.
Lord, for you to be the I am.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.